Beers are like opinions. One too many and you don't know what to believe anymore. This is the perfect pour.
Just lean into it.
Believe it. Believe it all.
Believe that buzz. Welcome to The Perfect Pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Hey.
Ooh.
Ooh, he gave you just like a split second of like, is that on there? Just gave it to you.
Florida.
I felt like I was on time.
All right, well, we'll listen back to the
time. Rain delay.
We'll see. The rain, it's raining outside, so it's throwing off my...
Yeah.
Throwing off
flash
my
flood warnings.
Is there?
Always in Hanford.
Oh, yeah. Always in Hanford. Next couple hours, maybe, we're going to be hanging out with you and drinking the best beer we can. Usually beer that the listeners give us, and then...
And we immediately talking about trash it and then never say anything about it again.
Or worse, just don't even say anything.
The show beer?
Yeah, just drink it. We just drink a beer.
Tangent.
That was a beer. And give me fun stuff to listen to, and the listeners are going to give us some fun stuff and all those things. And for the show, we had a couple of tailgate beers, one from Oregon. That is the Deschutes.
Deschutes.
Hand Up IPA. I got that at Whole Foods for $7.99.
One beer six for $7.99?
No. For the six pack.
I think you've done...
I was all like...
You chose poorly. Is this a new flavor from them?
Yeah, it's a new one. I think they only had that in a mix pack, and then they brought it out for the Sixers.
Like, we didn't sell the mix pack, so we just put it out itself.
That's right.
Damn, now I guess we had to make six pack.
Yeah, they're like, we thought we'd just be fine with just putting them in the mix pack, but now we got to freaking throw them all the way out. Very Oregon IPA. I think it was just the price. I already had that before. I knew what I was getting into, but yeah. It was like, I can't beat it's $7.99 for six beers, guys.
Just over a buck a beer.
Yeah, I can't pass it up. And then we also had the General DDH. Sherman DDH, the famous, the true famous DDH in a can.
This was my first can.
Oh, it was your first. Oh, at least we did something.
Yeah.
Did you notice a difference there?
Yep. Tastes like aluminum. I sure wish it was in a glass 22-ounce bottle.
Bring back bombers.
Bring back bombers.
Bring them back.
And now we have just opened from 5050 Brewing up there in Truckee, California, near Lake Tahoe. It is Bart. Barrel age, really tasty. Get it? Bart. Barrel age, really tasty. Aged in oak barrels. And it's got a little dog on it with a little spaceman helmet. And Wazoo Corvette donated this beer.
Space dog. Oh, thank you, Wazoo.
Yeah, this 50-50 is a pretty coveted stout makers. They make some pretty famous stouts. They release like a big bottle series, don't they?
The Eclipse. Eclipse series. The waxing, the color coated waxing.
There's the waxing and the
barrels.
Color coating.
Yeah. Is it blue? Is it gold? I don't know.
Haven't we had one of those before?
Yes. I think we have one in the fridge.
Oh, we might, huh? Ooh, look at us.
I try and take one every Christmas Eve to when we hang out with the Zacks. They have a Christmas Eve
name
party.
Dropper.
I try and, yep. Oh, yeah, I know the Zacks.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah. You know, I've been to their house, drink their beer.
Dang, dude.
Peed on their lawn.
Good job. Yep. Bathroom's right there. Nope, lawn's good.
No. The neighbors can see you. Yeah, I know. They shouldn't be looking. They don't.
Yeah, that's right. It's your property. My property.
Property.
I can be in my lawn if I want. They want to look. That's all. That's good for them.
You're welcome.
Yep. Here for a dinner and a show or just a show?
Same price. Doesn't matter.
Don't matter what you do. So what do you think, Nick, with this 50-50 Bart?
I think it's good now. I think in 5 to 7 minutes, it'll be even better.
He's doing the hand warming session.
I think this is a bit too cold for this beer right now.
Too cold.
It's a bit on the frosty side.
It's a little cold, isn't it?
It's freezing me belly.
All right. Well, we'll let that warm up. What do you think, Matt?
He needs a cracker.
It's all right.
Ooh. We're going to let it warm up and figure out if it changes anything. That'll be exciting. That's something to look forward to.
Tastes like a here on hazy IPA.
346.
What?
See if it turns into a hazy.
Is that, I don't know. Well, you said it was going to get exciting. Like, what'd you expect it to do?
I don't know. It's going to do something. It's a live thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Culture. It has been. Oh, we are recording it's 5 a.m. on Thursday morning instead of Friday morning. But we're recording a little bit early, so we probably won't have as many voicemails. I don't know. Maybe we will. And it's just been a slow week in this, but what do we have? Has there been anything of interesting anyway?
Anything of interesting?
I know some brewery got a tank somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, I got new tanks.
Somebody made a CBD beer.
Somebody's tank bust open. Got on Worst Beer Blog, I'm sure. Have you had any of those fail videos, Matt Atauga?
Tank spills.
Some tank goes... Somebody does the wrong thing on a tank and it blows.
Somebody blew the bung.
Blues the bung. Is that just too much pressure? Why you guys have to have so much pressure on your tanks, you know? You guys be more careful.
I know you're trying to make something out of that, but I'm not going to let you.
I'm trying to figure out if Tioga's ever had one.
No. A gusher.
A gusher. It's a gusher.
You got a gusher.
No gushing, no collapses.
Wow.
Ooh, no leaving the vacuum on and collapsing the tank.
Boring. Not going to work.
That's usually temperature change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nick.
Geez. Yeah. No, who was it? Someone left the pump on and it created a vacuum in the tank.
Oh, I mean, that could happen.
Collapsed it.
Dumbass.
It was a rather large tank also.
It was rather large.
Rather large tank.
So it looked like it was Magneto, like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, think of you on a Friday night after you finished your beer.
Yeah.
And you crush your beer can and set it on the table.
No, I throw it.
Oh, you throw it?
Yeah. I just toss it wherever in the room. Doesn't matter.
Wherever you are in the room.
Yeah. I just toss it.
Wow. One down, honey. One down. Just getting started.
Woo. It's 10 o'clock, Mikey. You should probably slow down.
Oh, man. You know, that just pisses me off. I start drinking harder.
That's right. Next thing you know, he's asking to be taken to the store for some 805s.
Man, I've been hankering from those Hazel Fives. You hear that, honey?
Hazel Fives.
They're hazing up 805. You hear that?
They haze it yet?
They think they got it down there? Think they got to go down there and see. Take me down there. Why don't you get an Uber? Think I will. Hey, Uber.
What if I do?
Get me down there. I'm going to see if they hazed up the 805 yet.
You got to use the phone app. You can't just yell Uber out the door.
Just walk out the door. Uber!
Hey, Uber!
Uber! Hey! I can't whistle. Woo! Woo! Uber!
Woo!
Woo! Woo! Hey, coming, honey.
Oh, that's how you get Lyft. I'm sorry. I want an Uber.
Gotta drive it. Ain't coming.
So, anything?
Maybe they'd stop if you put pants on. Nashville, Tennessee. You ever been drinking there?
I have not.
They have a place called Donut and Dog. And they serve craft beer,
mm-hmm.
hot dogs, and fancy donuts. Yeah.
Super no? hipster, bro.
Dogs and donuts?
Sounds good.
It's very hipster.
Yeah.
But I would eat there.
I'd go for a hot dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Rhett and Link ate hot dogs from 6 different locations, and they ranked.
And they died. Was,
I think they ranked 7-Eleven the best.
Whoa.
Wow.
Out of all things. Costco. Hmm. So it was Costco, Wiener Schnitzel, Sonic, Dairy Queen, 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven went over those? That's interesting.
Five Guys.
Wow. I don't know if I've had one from Five Guys.
A hot dog?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
No. They're good, but they're like a $12 hot dog.
Well,
you don't want to go
there. They're a wannabe In-N-Out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, considering Costco hot dogs $1.50 with the drinks.
Yeah, there you go. That's all you need. You ain't making your own hot dogs. You don't need to be out in public.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I'm saying?
Once they shut that down, the coronavirus, anyone still Woo. Eating hot dogs? I heard they did shut down samples at Costco.
Yes, but the food court didn't phase it one bit.
Still there.
Yeah.
People love to go to the clean out Costco. See, all these pictures of people cleaning out the empty shelves of Costco, and I'm at Save Mart going, so everything's normal here. The only thing out of is hand sanitizer is the only thing they're out of. Everything else is just all, this is normal shopping day here.
Yeah, nothing. People still shopping ridiculously slow speeds.
Yeah, yep.
Clogging the aisles.
He's like, I don't know why people focus on Costco, man.
My tweet didn't get a lot of praise, but I was like, well, with all these people actually washing their hands, it probably put the stink palm to rest.
Wow, stink palms lately.
I can't do it anymore.
Damn.
Practical jokers.
I washed my hands. I'm not... wasn't thinking about.
No, you're supposed to shake it, not fist bump. You don't get the stink with the fist bump.
Damn it. And I got to walk around with a stinky hand for nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with
it. Damn Corona. What were we talking about?
Something? I don't know.
Sorry.
Something. Hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Fancy donuts.
Beer. That was my tangent.
They all exist in one place.
Put my hand up. Like in the NBA, when you do the foul, you got to put your hand up. I'm putting my hand up.
Oh,
okay. When I went to Bog Pub, on Herndon & Mark's.
Mm-hmm.
I was there on a Sunday, ownership. And they had build your own chili dog.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah. Did it look safe? That scares me as a bar when the bar serves hot food.
Bar chili?
Hot dogs in a crock pot.
Kevin's famous chili?
No.
Damn it.
It was a Sunday afternoon. So okay. I mean,
what are you going to do?
Hey. It didn't have much else going on.
Apparently you wanted to suffer Monday. That's what you were thinking. Chili dogs and beer. Yeah.
You didn't go across the street?
Wonderful combination.
Have you done across the street yet at Mad Duck? Between the two places?
I've gone to both multiple times.
But I mean, like, in one session.
Yeah, that was the day that we had hot dogs.
And then you went over to Mad Duck?
No, it was the other way around.
Oh. You, like, went from an eatery, and then you went over there, and you're like, oh, let's have hot dogs over here.
Well, because we had brunch. Mm-hmm. Then we went to Mad Duck for drinks. Mm-hmm. And then we're like, hey, at 3:00, this place opens.
Mm-hmm.
So we sit there, and while we're having a beer, they said, hey, the crock pot just warmed up.
You're like, no mind of a dude.
They're like, there's more than enough food. And there was like 6 of us in there. So if one person didn't get a hot dog, they'd be able to know. So.
Woo.
Ooh, load it up.
Sounds like a nice Sunday afternoon.
When you have a chili dog, do you still eat it like a hot dog, or is this a knife and fork situation?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm still eating it.
Man.
Grabbing it.
Grab it. Grab it by the husk.
Mm-hmm. So making that grab. What, you use your knife and fork?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. When it's a chili dog?
Yes. Open face sandwich style.
Oh.
In the boat.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
Or is a hot dog?
Nope.
No.
Not a sandwich.
But it's got 2 bright pieces of bread.
And no.
A protein inside 2 pieces of bread.
It's got a bun, a purpose-made bun.
Oh, shut that argument down.
That's right.
Right there. A purpose made bun.
Bun. It comes on a bun. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's been situations where I've breaded a hot dog before. But.
I have used two pieces of bread for the hot dog before. That has been done. So what was I having then?
Regular old when white
I
bread? Use,
yeah, when I only have bread around. Now, what am I having then with the hot dog?
With the hot dog and bread?
Uh-huh.
You're having a...
Isn't that just pigs in a blanket?
Pigs in a blanket. I like it. We'll go with that answer.
All right, sure.
I got confused for a minute because I was trying to think of when you put the hamburger in the hot dog bun because you've ran out of hamburger buns. Oh, yeah.
But that too, I guess.
That's another situation. Mm-hmm. You have the weird-shaped hamburger now.
But then you can go with the hamburger and the bread, because sandwich bread, because that's a thing that you can actually order in a restaurant.
Oh, like a toasted sourdough.
Yeah.
Burger.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Food talk.
It's legit.
Food talk. We're out of beer, so now.
Out of beer.
Welcome
we
to
did the, it. We finally reached the end of beer.
The perfect sandwich.
It took 346 episodes, but we finally drank all the beer.
It's called the Moist Maker. So in the center.
The moist Maker.
Welcome to my sandwich.
See, the secret is... What was it? A gravy?
Most of it away.
Gravy-soaked piece of bread in the middle.
Gravy-soaked piece of bread in the middle. That's the moist
keeps it from getting too dry.
That's right. But he had to throw most of it away.
So
it was too filling.
So chili dogs.
Chili dogs.
And
beers.
Beers. Anything else going on?
Any...
Not really.
Closing thoughts on the Black Angus closing.
Yeah, it's sad. That was the club.
Yeah.
Square Cow Fun Bar.
Wow.
Our Black Angus here closed a big steakhouse that was by the university, Fresno State. So it had a big bar. And during my 20s, it was a big club to go to.
Damn.
And now it's closed.
And now closed. It's closed.
And
bye-bye.
I get older and older. There's no more club places left. Do people do that even anymore? I guess they do. Obviously, they do.
Yeah. Nope, no more dancing anymore.
Oh, man.
Stop that.
Go hang out at First and Knees on a Saturday night by the Spartan Final. You'll see one hell of an interesting club happening.
First and Knees.
Yeah, by Fresno Bagel Company.
Mm. Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Wow. I did not know there was action over there.
Oh, yes.
All right. We'll be heading there later.
Get some action.
Yeah. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your drive? We invite you to participate in the show. We'd like you to send us a voicemail or call us and leave a voicemail or make your own 3-minute beer geek podcast that you think is be interesting for us to listen to, and we'll play it on the show.
Maybe.
All these things, you just call us with something you want us to talk about and have like a cool question, or if you have a cool story, some sort of cool beer related story or something about the show. Let's know what's going on with you.
What does that sound like?
Boom.
Sounded gold. Like an 8-ounce can.
Oh, man, wrong.
Wow.
God, I can't believe you got that wrong, dude.
You used to open another Coke Zero?
8 times 4?
Mm, Coke Zero. The drink of choice when I need uppers with my beer.
And it's frowned upon to do drugs.
Yep. Atomic Guava, Imperial Kettle with guava and citrus.
What? Guava. Wow.
This is a kettle now? This is from Liquid Gravity Brewing Company, our friends over there on the coast, up there in the Paso Robles coastal section. Not coastal, but almost coastal. A lot more coastal than we are. The new Liquid Gravity. Oh, no, it's San Luis Obispo. I said Paso Robles. San Luis Obispo, man.
Oh, man. That's way different.
where the college kids are. All the rich Fresno kids go there to SLU.
Everybody's going to have guava farts tonight.
Oh, boy.
Should I not use my big glass?
Oh, I mean, depends how much you like guava.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. That is Mikey's review
some aroma.
Ooh,
it's subtle, though.
That is definitely guava there.
Wow.
It's probably the best guava I've had. It almost tastes like...
It doesn't even... doesn't taste like alcohol.
I'm used to the guava beers having a bit of a salt kick to them.
It's an 8.1?
It's juicy.
That's crazy.
Imperial Kettle.
I cannot. It's like if somebody just handed me this, I'd be like, okay.
They're like, thanks, I'll have another.
It was in fine juice, but you got any beer?
Yeah. I'd be like, well, okay, we're having juice, or a juice cleanse, but I want a beer. Wow, that is the most hidden 8.1 I have ever had.
It'll get you drunk.
Oh, voicemails.
Oh, please.
Hey. Maybe I should...
You find for me.
Who knows?
Yeah, this is your captain speaking. We'd like to hear the voicemails now.
Please enjoy the rain break.
You ever order beer on an airplane?
Airplane beers?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yes. Every time.
Every time?
Every damn time.
Doesn't matter what they have.
Beer!
6 a.m.
Beer! Sir,
beer!
Use your app to order a beer.
Beer!
Beer!
Can I just finish with the safety instructions first, sir?
Why don't you put on your seatbelt?
Your seatbelt's on. Can I get a beer?
It'd sound a lot better if I had a beer. I'd pay more attention.
I waited in the restroom for 15 minutes. Nobody checked on me.
It was a test. Y'all failed. Now give me a beer.
That's a weird looking beer bong. It's an oxygen mask, sir.
So
is it?
I fasten this and the beer starts flowing.
So I put it on myself first, right? So I can get the beer first and then I give it to my child. And we've started the first voicemail of the week from...
Hey guys. It's me, Al Green.
I knew that.
Hope you guys enjoyed that fresh. I'm glad it didn't turn into a slushy like the other beer did.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, don't forget about that Berliner Weiss. That's a pretty good beer, too.
Yeah. We might get to spread
this. I just want to call and answer a couple questions from Colin and Janine. The Rhino beer. It's on its way. I can't get my Tavor crate shipped into me as often as I'd like because if that was the case, I'd have a new crate every month and my wife would lose her mind.
Yeah.
So I try to do every other month. But if you do sign up, you could basically, you know, adjust it to whenever you want. If you've just got a bunch of stouts on there and you don't have to have your order right away, you can postpone it for a couple more weeks while you fill up the rest of your crate or whatever. Or if you have a bunch of IPAs that you want to drink fresh, you can push your delivery date forward.
Wow.
And get it sooner. So that's pretty cool. So yeah, my River North beer should be here. I think I have it coming in the beginning of March. So maybe my first week in March or second week in March, it should be here. Usually it takes about 4 days after the crate ships. But as far as your German beer for Tavor, you don't just go on there and go shopping for beer. You get maybe about 10 or 12 beers to swipe through. And, you know, the beers get updated daily, maybe 2 to 3 beers a day. And you just kind of go through and pick what beers you like and bloop, hit get beer and it goes into a crate. You pay for it right then and there. And then that crate gets shipped to you and whenever you ask for it, pretty much. I love it. It's a gift and a curse because I could easily drop, you know, $50 to $60 in there monthly. Don't tell the wife. But I'm about ready to open up this new beer from Civil Society called Euro Swag. I know it's got some Montueca hops in it and some other stuff. But yeah, other than that, keep it good work, guys.
Hey.
Okay.
Okay.
Talk to you later. Bye. All right.
A fine. Shut the washing machine down.
That's a loud fridge, dude. He's got a loud fridge.
Is he drinking in the fridge? Is that hot already?
Keep up the good work, guys. Thanks. Al Green.
For president. 2020.
Did he invent the internet?
Hey guys, what's Maybe. Up?
Hey, Perfect Four.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Colin and Janine.
We're sitting out on our back porch on a Sunday, and it's actually pretty nice here today.
Yeah, finally got some good weather in. It's been super cold, and this week's been warming up, so we got that full spring coming in.
Woo. Yep, it's nice. Anyways, so this weekend we did some fun things.
Yep.
We went to River North on Friday, and then yesterday we went down to Littleton.
Like River North,
went to a brewery called Locavore. They were having a beach party.
Yes.
Yep. You could get laid.
Yep. Everyone was wearing Hawaiian shirts. Everyone was getting laid when they walked in the door.
Oh my.
And they had some really good beer.
They have good beer.
It was really packed. So we stayed there a little bit, and then we left and went over to Dead Hippie, which was this other really good brewery.
It is good. They do Dead Day, where they play tapes of recorded Dead shows.
Ooh, tapes.
Which is kind of cool.
Tape.
They didn't do that while we were there, but it was neat.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Then we stopped at River North downtown Denver again on the way back home.
Mm-hmm.
And then today we're porch drinking.
Yep, having some beers from Four Noses. And Janine's having a mountain time because we had to buy a 12-pack because our keg ran out and it popped on me. So
Son of a.
I got another one on order.
I just want something light and fluffy, but Colin's drinking.
Juicy. Four Noses revised copy, their new hazy.
It's really good.
It is. It's one of the best hazies they've ever made, in my opinion.
Nick just put it as looking out
for. I would agree with that.
So it's going to be a little late because the show's going to come out after the 9th, but... If you do a hashtag International Women's Day on any of your posts on Untappd, you get a badge for International Women's
Bidges.
Day.
Right. And we were looking at the Perfect Pour calendar this month, and we noticed we saw a picture of us at Stone with Fontana Jim and Ants and Robin and our friends Kevin and Marie.
Good times.
It was good times, and we were actually hanging out with Kevin and Marie yesterday.
What? Yeah, we made an impromptu phone call to Jim and bothered him on a Saturday evening, which he was very receptive to, which was nice.
So it was fun, doing fun things.
Is that a drunk call?
Yeah, it was a dark call. So I hope everyone's enjoying the calendar, speaking of Rich.
Yeah, we certainly are.
PerfectPourPod.com/calendar.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Oh, we missed them already. Come back. Tell us more.
Jordan.
Oh, that's what I needed.
Got it in there. It's gone in, Janine. 2019's colors of the year. So we continue on the
voicemail.
Hello?
Hello?
Thanks for calling me. This is Chicago Beer Rep, and I'm not in Chicago. I'm in Minnesota.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Wait a second. I think I just met some people. Excuse me. Could you introduce yourself?
I'm Mrs. Single Cam.
And I'm the Single Cam.
Holy shit, guys. I met the Single Cams.
Wouldn't it be Twin Cam at that point?
They're a Twin Cam right now.
I met the Single Cams at the Omni Brewing.
It's like the Lone Rangers.
The Lone Rangers.
And, we're having a great time. Minnesota.
We're having a get it.
But we have some great hazies here at Omni. There's a black bear.
Ross Geller?
There's a black bear.
There's a black grizzly.
It's not a grizzly. Sorry, it's they got a black bear on the coasters here. So this is the Chicago guy, in the woods. In no, there's no woods, but there's bears on the coasters. It's great. We're having great hazies here at Omni.
Don't do the hazies.
Yeah. What else do we have to say? I would say if you're in the Midwest, one of the coolest get-its is meeting Single Cam and Mrs. Single Cam.
Yes.
They're awesome. They go on anniversary beer trips.
I remember when they got married.
Oh.
And
Couple goals.
I got a couple goals, and it's to be like this couple here in Minnesota. And we're having a great time. And Omni is great. And we've had a couple of hazies and a couple of double IPAs. I got to go to Surly, but we're enjoying all of Da beers.
Da
beers.
Yes, they did it.
Keep up the good work.
They did the catchphrase.
Thanks again.
They did
thanks it. For calling. And anything else? Hey.
Keep up the good work.
Guys. Minnesota.
There. Oh, isn't that cute? Wasn't that an adorable get it?
I wish we had as much fun as they did.
I've never been more sad I missed out on get it. I never
get
knew
out.
It happened.
Get out.
Is it a get it or get out?
It's a get out.
I would like to get out with my friends.
Is it a gif or gif? Is it a get it
it's
or
a get out? Out?
That was number one, now ranking number one in most adorable get it so far this year.
Oh, it's going in the notes. Where's the best of page?
Minnesota get it. The great Minnesota get it of
2020.
Thank goodness something happened.
Twin City get it.
Oh, I do have a best of.
Yeah.
Dear Diary.
So today I got it. What does it even mean?
I don't know.
But I'm glad I did.
I get out.
What's up, guys? It's Buck from Oklahoma City. Haven't called in for a while, Strickland. So I want to touch base and say thank you guys very much for the shout-out. Appreciate it. Core 4 Brewing will be grand opening tomorrow at noon. Yes. Lots of fun things going on. Food trucks, live music. Power. Giveaways on the hour. It's going to be a good time. And, yes, we're definitely get it friendly. And if you come in
sign up,
and
right.
mention
get it friendly.
The perfect pour,
get out
I'll buy your first beer.
Oh, so, did you hear that?
Core 4 Brewing.
Finally, a discount.
That's
pour,
legit.
I'll
right
buy
there.
Your first beer.
That's for real.
How's that sound for a get it? So come see me, guys. Definitely appreciate the shout out. What's the question here? When do I listen to the perfect pour? Sure. Where do I listen to the perfect pour? How do I listen to the perfect pour? Well, I drive all day, so I listen to the perfect pour in my car while I'm driving.
Driving.
Ford Ranger
or
S10?
It's nice. You guys keep me laughing on a Friday or a Monday, usually, when I have a chance to listen to the show. So definitely want to send a shout out. Thank you guys very much for shouting out to me. There's another podcast I listen to called Tap the Craft. I know it has a lot of crossover with the things that you guys do. Some of the listeners cross over to Tap the Craft, Lenny and Chris. They did an interview with me. So it came out yesterday.
The World Between Worlds.
So give that a listen as well. And anyway, you guys keep up the good work.
Bye. All right, man. I think that's our first time somebody's actually offered a discount, actually a free beer, for going in and mentioning Perfect Pour, get it, all that.
Could be.
If you get it.
Then you get it.
Get it, and you'll get it, all right.
Yeah, you'll get it.
Oh, you'll get it.
Oh, yeah.
Man, Core 4 Brewing, Oklahoma City. Look it up. Arts District. Yeah, it'll be fun. Now they're in. Now industry, more industry, listeners.
Industry
switched over from being a dude to being industry.
Why? Oh, are you saying we helped him do that? We helped him bridge the gap.
No. I don't know. If all we try to do is scare people away from doing it. So
yeah. Oh, here's another closure.
Yeah.
That is usually the one uncanned response, or like not fake response I'll give to people. And they're just like, so you've been here a while. Do you want to ever open your own brewery? And I just, my honest answer is, well, you'd have to be insane to open your own brewery. And they just kind of look at me and I'm like, oh, it's a lot of work and a lot of money. I prefer spending somebody else's money. Thank you.
By the way, go across the street to my cousin's brewery.
Yeah, and he's insane. Yeah.
Go have two more kids. That sounds more fun.
It dates back to us having Volkswagens, because you always have those people. You'd be like, man, I just want to get a Volkswagen someday. And you're like, yeah, go for it. Do it. There's one right there. Why not buy that one?
Do that one. Just walk around the block and you see something in somebody's yard.
Got some fading.
What is that? I think it's...
headphones? Panning.
No, you quit stepping panning on the headphones.
We got panning. That's back.
Woo.
Careful, Louie.
We're having a good time. And we still got one more voicemail. Last voicemail of the week.
It's not a cool voicemail that's about to happen.
I know. Oh, yeah. I think it's pretty cool.
Not your cupcake.
Oh, I heard about this one.
Uh-oh.
And you know who this is. Can you hear me?
You know who this is.
I'm not driving.
He's not driving. And it's Kelly. Hi.
Yes, because...
What?
What?
Hello, it's Kelly.
Zax? It's hello. Kelly. Who's crap? And
too.
Say something, other friends. Go ahead. Say something.
Oh, hi. Hello. Like, God, nobody find out.
Ew, beer, gross.
Oh, guess where we're at, guys? Can you guess?
We brought
Zach Green.
Steven, Zach.
And Steven might be here.
Steven's Zach or Zach's?
Steven's not here, definitely. Zach right now.
No, it's not Zach.
Oh my God, is this like Mr. Hyde and Mr. Hyde? No, it's
really cool. Oh, it's not! I'm sorry, we gotta get this guy drunk.
That was Zach.
That was Zach. Get him drunk.
See? Okay, so I had a couple cocktails across the street. A modernist.
Uh-oh.
I nailed the last one because I'm like, I'm sorry, but it was like really crowded in there. And I couldn't even hear myself think. So I'm like, hey, I'm going to drink this margarita really fast. And
you did that.
And let's go.
I can attest to that.
So now we can be outside and drinking. Isn't that fun? When you can drink alcohol outside, that's
super fun.
That's when you know you're living the life.
Yeah, you're right. So. I agree with you.
It doesn't okay, sound we like have Zach's a little
less than a minute
me
left. Anybody want to say anything?
Go. Go. Talk
y'all. What? I don't have anything to say. She's drinking
Amici
and she's almost done.
Sorbet.
She got here.
Love you guys. We're having fun. Kelly's here. It's Betty D's.
We're having a get it, Chase.
Get it.
Hashtag get it.
Here.
But you're not.
Zach's not here.
Zach's not here.
And I'm smoking, too. I smoked cigarette, gosh, guys.
Ew.
He's going to the...
Ew.
I won't tell you.
He's going to the swine flu section at Fresia's.
Cancer.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to run out of time in like 5 seconds. That's okay.
Thank God.
Let it run out.
Oh, well.
Keep up the great work.
Bye.
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 Can you? Holy shit.
Wow. See the kind of fun you can have when you go to Zach's Brewing on a random night?
After hours party.
You see, oh, you think so?
That sounded maybe after hours.
Ooh, industry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this is the weekend of the Get It.
Yeah, a lot of Get It's this past week.
Wow.
Good job, everyone.
Celebrities hanging with industry.
Yeah.
In between worlds.
Sure.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name. She
didn't leave her name. That's it, guys. guys, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com or 559-492-0542. If you want to get your podcast on there or you just want to have some fun.
Nobody wants to get more beer. All right.
No, we got more beer. Sure. Look at all this liquid gravity we got.
Not done having guava farts, bro. It's funny because it's a fart.
Because he farted.
Barley wine.
Barley wine. We already had one.
No, we did.
did you not read the can?
Barley. What happened to our beer?
A delicious blend of our Imperial Honey Stout and Barley Wine Ale.
Oh, that was a barley wine?
Aged to perfection in oak bourbon barrels.
It's a blend. That's what you're talking about.
You don't even know what's in your glass, bro?
No, don't care.
Just drink it.
Don't care.
You'll drink barrel-aged shoe polish?
Pretty much.
Barrel-aged? Oh, that's good.
Is it hazy? Then fuck you.
Nick's really giving that fridge a good searching.
Am I on? Is this thing on?
Yeah.
Resolution breaker.
West Coast. Now the motor's you guys wanna kicked get ripped? On.
You guys ripped. Get ripped.
Let it rip, tater tip.
Here's the barley wine. Thank goodness. Three-ply. Oh, shit.
Hey, we could sell that right now if it's three-ply.
It's triple.
It's triple, baby. This is triple the ply.
Triple the ply.
All right. Like Nick has made it back. He's made two choices. They look copy. Well done.
Welcome. Don't mind if I do.
I love gold.
Really tasty.
Real. It's tasty. It's real tasty.
This kind of be a, if it's a honey ale, would that be technically a mead? I mean, it could be like 49% mead and 51% barley wine.
Damn it. It's a malted beverage.
New beer new on the show from beer. Device Brewing Company, Hop Revolt.
Device?
Double IPA. Donate to the show from Wazoo Corvette.
Davis.
A get out.
Going on the table from left to right. Podcast all.
How do I know device?
Davis.
Sacramento.
Sacramento.
What I heard. This is good. That's how I want an IPA to taste. Or just doesn't taste like barrel-aged. Whatever. That our local Spokeasies had slice cans in or draft.
Oh, how did they do that?
I guess there was somebody that did the pilgrimage. And
did the driving.
Yep.
Wow. Well, I missed out on that. I like that.
But why?
We can randomly get something like Slice and Humble Sea in Fresno.
Yeah.
So Pure is nice. Starting to spread its legs Pure. A little bit. I've seen that pop up on the socials. They're like, now it's stock. Beer cans.
More beer cans. You know, we got Russian River. So we're doing all right, guys. I think we're doing okay.
Pretty soon we're not going to have excuses.
Yeah. You have to actually start buying some.
Damn it. You used to buy Pliny by the case.
By the case. Once a year. Now I see it up there in the top shelf and I go, not today, Pliny.
It's getting old.
Not so, today. Hey, Mikey, how's it going?
Hey.
Come
hey,
through and get some mac and cheese.
Maybe, I don't know. Good to see you.
They got your stuffed olives back in.
Oh, okay, cool, cool. Thanks, son. Wow. Appreciate it.
Planet knows a lot about the Whole Foods.
Been there a while. Like, I'm sitting up here quite a while.
The clam chowder's a special today.
Oh, all right. Did you see anyone use the ladle themselves?
Did they use it with their mouth?
Mouth.
Got a coronavirus.
Beers, looking out for Matt?
I got nothing.
Oh. See, we get too much beer in Fresno now.
Got it all.
Yeah, got it. Already have that one.
I almost picked up a can of gummy worms. It was a 19.2 at Save Mart, but there was no date on it.
Ooh.
So,
I think those are okay because they seem like they're going pretty quickly. Oh.
So I'm looking out for that. I want to stock the
dates.
I'm using air quotes, have less beer during the week. So I think if I stock the fridge with some 19.2s and that's your one.
Yeah. If you can just get that to stretch out.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like you need bombers.
Bombers.
You need a bomber.
Mm,
bomber night.
That's too much beer.
A BBB.
Bring just back one bomber and
22 ounces is too much.
But 19.2 is just fine.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Mm. Would you rather pay $6 for a hot dog or $5.99?
Wow.
Just get a bomber and leave.
What's the toppings?
Pickles.
Oh, fuck.
Dill relish.
Son of a bitch.
Pickles and or dill relish.
Fuck up a hot dog like that.
That sounds like a $14 hot dog,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. I mean, you should see the hot dogs they get at Rocket Dog.
Ooh. Good thing interest rates are 2.9 right now. Got them. Take out a small loan.
Yeah, finance your hot dog bill.
They're good, though. Do they have hot dogs over at the Amalgamation Brewing? Since it's Rocket Dog that owns them? Matt, you've the only one that's been there.
They advertised.
They've been open for a while, dude.
Okay.
They advertised nachos when we were there.
Nachos?
Sir, mustard is the only thing that goes on a hot dog.
See, I was going to say ketchup, but you looked like just a mustard guy.
You won't put mayo on it?
Oh, hell no.
Ooh.
Mustard, please.
I'm down with that, but
yep.
I also enjoy ketchup and or mayo and dill relish.
I can.
I'm throwing up right now.
I can withhold the ketchup, but
never ketchup.
Mustard, cheese, and onions.
Cheese, onions. Yes.
See?
All out.
There we go.
Good kraut dog. Fine.
Mm-hmm. You must have rough because I enjoy mustard probably more than the standard person does. And there's usually, a lot of times, it's just ketchup. You don't even have mustard as an option sometimes.
Where do you buy hot dogs?
Sir? Well, I mean, not a place that's like specific
especially
to hot dogs.
If you could find horseradish mustard.
But a lot of people, like if they, you know, if it's a gathering or whatever, and they're like, oh, there's hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they just won't even bring out mustard. It'll just be ketchup.
Plain hot dog it is.
Ooh, wow. That is, I've not heard of somebody that won't have ketchup.
I can't even say it.
You can say it.
Nope.
Oh, you can do it. I think you can. I trust in you. I believe in you.
He's trying to drag it out.
Nope. Okay. It's not.
Raw wieners? Is that what you're trying to say?
There you go. Raw dog.
Raw dog in it? Gonna raw dog it. No bun either.
I'm sorry for those that are taking their children to work that now have to explain what we meant and what we could have meant.
It means uncooked hot dog.
Ooh, no.
No.
Yes, that's, it does.
No. Okay, now there's three explanations.
No, I'm...
Do you ever eat an uncooked hot dog out of the package? Just like, screw it. I'll eat it. I used to do that. Let's see. I've done that before.
I haven't been to that point in my life in a long time, sir, and I'd like to not go back there.
That's a lot of work to get a hot dog going. Sometimes it's just like, it's right here.
Wow.
I'll tell you, ultimate broke situation.
Yeah.
There was
five straight nights of mac and cheese.
It was okay that we did this,
mm-hmm.
but there was one job I had. the grandparents, they would buy Kirkland chicken hot dogs. So they were like pre-cooked.
Okay.
They'd buy those as treats for the dogs at the shop.
I can and see so, how this is going. All right.
So Fred and myself were broke, and they all knew that. So usually the packs would go 50-50. So it would literally just be ketchup because that's all there was. And a hot dog. There was no bun, no other toppings. Just warm it up the microwave 30 seconds.
Oh, God.
31 seconds, it'd, well, be, okay. it'd be a it rubber stick.
It bust open.
Yeah. What's worse, pan-fried or microwaved hot dogs?
Microwave. Oh, microwave. Like I said, oh, okay. it was a low.
I enjoy pan-fried a little bit.
Oh,
yeah. God. Wow. What about fried bologna? Do you ever fry your bologna?
Yes. Holy. Well,
it's the same thing.
No, no. Where were we? We had fried bologna sandwiches. It was a food truck, I think. Oh, man, they were good. It was like a specialty.
Mm, specialty. There's a local food truck that did it?
Specialty. Maybe.
Sith Lords are a specialty.
Yeah, that was amazing.
So, Nick, what are you looking
for? Hi. This one comes from England.
Oh,
Cloud, Cloudwater Brewing and Track Brewing.
Oh, Cloudwater, man.
Yeah.
They're like the
London.
They're like the shit as far as London. Craft beer goes over there.
Really?
Cloudwater always are you gets making stuff up? Over here. I'm not.
Can okay. we just thought of it. Can we just make the show title Dog in It? Because that seems to be the theme of it.
Dog in It.
All right. Well, I will put that up there as an option.
Put it in the name generator. See what comes
name
out.
Name generator. Dog in It.
Dog in It. Beep, 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 boop, 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 beep. It was in Disneyland, I think. Fried bologna.
Oh, okay. What?
Yes.
In Disneyland had fried bologna? Chew, is that true?
Oh, yes, it was. Carnation Cafe.
Oh, okay.
It's a seasonal thing they do once in a while. They have fried bologna. It was amazing. It was a fried bologna sandwich, and they only get it certain times a year.
Wow, I'm going to keep a head on a swivel for that.
Yep, the Carnation, you got to make reservations for lunch.
Really? For Carnation?
Yep.
And then know that.
You don't have to, but it helps.
Oh, okay.
I would recommend. I'm recommending making reservations for lunch.
Okay, now I'm like picturing people being brought out.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait. Seems like I've just gone there and just sat down and been like,
yes, that's possible. If you either wait or maybe get lucky and walk in on an off time, but we wanted lunch at lunch, right. Noon, high noon.
Right.
So we made reservations and fried bologna sandwich was a specialty.
Nice.
They get it from a deli down there in Anaheim.
All right. I'm going to look after that. I'm interested in that. The pro tip, if you book reservations at Blue Bayou, which is a restaurant inside Pirates of Caribbean. Mm-hmm. If you get the first reservations the first time, they will automatically put you water side. They'll put you on the water.
Without waiting the extra half hour.
And John Fogerty will be your waiter?
Not that I'm aware of, but.
Get out my back door. What's going on here?
Down by the bayou.
Oh.
Mayu.
The blue cheese wedge is the special day.
It's rough times to be John Fogerty.
John's having to work at Blue Bayou now.
He's waiting tables.
Yeah.
Singing the specials.
Yeah. You're like, what? The kids interview him like, yeah, what else do you do? What other kind of talents? I'm a singer, John Fogerty. Okay. All right. Well, can you sing the specials? I guess I could. Let me hear it. Hold on by you. All right. I guess so.
Put me in, coach. Gonna have the jambalaya today.
All right. Well, then, no, we are really food focused this episode.
That's where beer
is at. We love food.
We
love it. Sometimes beer. Was there more looking at for us, Nick?
Oh, yeah. So that Clearwater from England.
Yeah.
And then.
Was there your same looking out for that we can continue on to now?
And I want Colin and Janine to let me know if this is any good. Upslopes Oatmeal Stout.
All right. There you go. Your voicemail this week, Colin and Janine.
Yeah.
Get that in there. See if.
Nick, how's the Upslope doing? The old Upslope.
Like they've probably had it.
Probably. Prawley.
And that's all I'm looking at.
That's what I'm looking at.
I'm looking out for something from Drecker Brewing.
Drecker?
They seem very metal.
Okay. They're
from Fargo, North Dakota.
Oh, crap.
I see them a lot on Instagram, but I don't think we've had them. We might have. I can't remember if it's like they're so familiar because I see them on Instagram a lot or if they're familiar because I've had one before, but mm-hmm. I'm just looking out for something from Drecker Brewing. In particular, maybe a Blacklight Syndicate. It's got Mosaic and Citra and Azaka.
Azaka.
So if you're around, if you're a North Dakota listener, in which we don't have a Fargo rep. Somebody step up and be our Fargo rep.
Wow.
Or just tell us about Drecker Brewing if you've visited Drecker before.
Tell us already.
Give us a heads up on it. Appreciate it. Also from Goldwater Brewing out there in the Phoenix area. I think they're in Scottsdale. Hop Chowda. North. I might have mentioned this one before at some point, but it's been a while. Yeah. Yeah. It's a New England IPA.
Hazy, I get it.
It's a hazy citrus juice bomb. It's got Citra, Mosaic, and El Dorado hops. And the cool thing about Goldwater, they do at least this Hop Chowda anyway, it's an intellectual property.
No.
Probably been on there because it looks like a Campbell's soup can.
Oh, crap. Yeah.
It says hop chowder. Instead of clam chowder, it says hop chowder. Just a cool label buy. And chowder. Also, it looks like it's probably a good beer as well. That's enough of that.
Wow.
Quiet week. It's a quiet week.
Smooth sailing.
Chip, chip. Chip, 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 chip,
chip, chip. I'm going to take that for granted. There's actually no crickets right now.
Yeah. We actually, this summer was a very low cricket summer. Because we have frogs out there now.
Oh, good.
Go scoop out the dead frogs from the pool in the morning?
Yeah. Oh, I have a little ramp for them. There's a little thing you can buy where it floats in the pool and mm-hmm. it creates a ramp to the out of the pool. So they use that. Have to pick out any dead. No frogs die in my pool. They get to jump in and swim around and come out.
Mm. Man, what a guy. Environmentally friendly.
Sure. But they took care of our cricket problem. This past summer.
So I'm scrolling through Intellectual Pooperty. I've seen two different Campbell's Soup ripoffs that are not Hop Chowder yet.
Huh. Everyone likes to do Campbell's Soup labels, apparently.
Yes. One is Trapdoor Brewing, Popular Culture. And the other, it's a Budweiser can. That's funny. is Cream of Mosaic. From Balin Brewing.
All right.
Basklin Brewing.
I'll take that. Cream of Mosaic.
Cream of Mosaic.
I'll look out for that.
Totes my goats. That's a Quaker Oats ripoff. Yeah, scroll through from? Intellectual Pooperty.
Who's that from?
If you ever want to laugh. That is... Artisanal Brew Works.
Okay.
I prefer artisanal.
Artisanal.
Bearded Brewer 87 on Untap.
Mm-hmm.
What have you been doing this week?
Pier Project and Alvarado collabed both ways.
Oh my gosh. Wow. What does that mean?
Hey,
wow.
So the Pier Project one was called Cannery Row 2.0.
Okay. Monterey reference?
Yeah, Monterey reference. And that was a fantastic beer. That was high on the haze meter. Subjected the brother to that beer.
That was very nice.
Very nice. Yep. It was nice, but it's high on the haze meter.
But it's pure. And
then there was the Alvarado version. And it was also a double. And it was Woo! It was a looking out for.
Oh. Oh.
Somebody tagged me in it, and I was like, I got to find this. And it was Murkaholics, which is a fantastic name, if I must say. And that was even hazier and even boozier, and it was also fantastic.
Is it referencing Murkaholics show? Yes.
There was three guys sitting on a roof, and it was Murkaholics.
Got the haze.
And then we finished my last Pier Project crawler. I actually forgot it was still in the fridge.
Oops.
Took it out to the Sunday festivities. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so we got to finish off with that, and that thing was freaking amazing. I think it was called...
still amazing, huh?
Yeah. It held up very well. And it was the West Coast. It was clear as could be. And it was like Rocky Mountain.
Colorado. Colorado.
Yeah, there you go.
You okay over there? You tretzing? What's going on here?
Colorado.
I've worked on a 4-pack of the Lookout, which is our new Nelson.
Oh, that's a cool can.
Yeah. A Kiever label.
That's Kiever really label.
Cool can. And it's Nelson. It's all Nelson. You sold me.
There's just a little zig.
You know, I think you guys are participating in insider trading right now.
Don't tell me what there's a little zig. Industry knowledge. It's just, only industry people are supposed to know that.
If you're not industry, stop listening for a second.
I think all Nelson beers. Maybe the exception of Alpines.
Wow.
I think all Nelson beers have a little something in there.
A little beef it up.
Yeah. Wow. It's an expensive hop.
Well,
all right.
It ain't cheap. Stretch it out.
That's like when you make pancakes. But then when you make pancakes and add one egg and they get a little fluffier.
Yeah. You're watering down your beer?
We're just trying to fluff up our pancakes. We're just trying to
beef it up a little bit.
Oh, man. I need to get it. How much do you have left? You already run out yet?
We're almost out of Tecumseh.
You run out of that yet?
We're almost out of Tecumseh, but we do have plenty of
Lookout.
I remembered. All right, I should have
brought Matt said you have plenty.
I'll try to get some to both of you. Maybe I'll do a mailbox drop or something.
Boop.
Tomorrow.
And then my mailman's going to be like, oh, sweet. Finally, this guy tipped me.
He gets me.
Finally. Come in his house for years.
Well, stop shitting first in his bushes now.
First thing he gave me. Yeah. Guess I'll find another bush to shit in.
That damn dog shit the bush again.
Hey, your dog just shit the bush right out of here. It looks like a human shit that a mailman would do.
That's a one healthy dog right there.
Looks like he ate some chili dogs last night.
Honey,
with only mustard.
You seen anybody walking a St. Bernard around here? I mean, this thing.
Man. His name's called Moose.
Moose.
If I don't often comment on other local breweries' beers just because of laws
and
stuff in general, but there is a brewery down the street called Mad Duck that has a new beer. It's called Mohazic.
Oh.
Mohazic.
Great.
The haze is capitalized.
Interested.
Is it now?
Dureco.
All right. Man, I gotta get back there. I haven't been there in a while.
What?
I saw on the board. I was like, let me try that.
Hey, we'll try it.
Yeah. And I tried it and I was like, I will have two.
Hey.
One after the second one after the first one.
I'll be double fisting from here on out.
It was probably fresh.
And then there was an
Linus elf. Never let this drink get empty.
Thank you, Linus. Then there was Juicy Sweeper. That was a Alvarado Street beer. That was one of the cans I took home on Saturday.
Okay.
So
there was some out of the barrel action. I feel like you're leaving out.
Which day are you talking about?
Wow.
I went there Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday.
Man, big out of the barrel week. Big Garden Village.
It's, I eat at Whole Foods weekly, so it's hard for me to not sneak in a quick one.
Sit there and hang out at the hot bars all night. Let's go.
But
shows looking good, huh?
I was there on Saturday, and I had the Cannery Row, and I took home the Juicy Sweeper and the Murkaholics.
How late does that place stay open?
They're 11 o'clock. I kind of wish it was midnight on the weekends, but it's 11 o'clock.
That's early.
It's the appropriate time. It's you should go.
Yeah, right.
You should
go. They don't need to be open anymore. Wait, but you can go over to stumble over to the bar over there, the patio.
Elbow room. No.
Come on, do it.
No. They probably didn't have Sierra Nevada Pale. So
yeah, they have Sierra Nevada Pale from 1927. I don't know.
So there are a few days last week, but the Tuesday I was there for pub quiz, it was just a bunch of repeats, but they had gotten by Friday, they got a fresh restock of new beers. So,
wow. Somebody did the tour. Oh, I saw on their Instagram that they get some of their kegs flown in via Cessna plane.
Cessna?
La-dee-da.
I guess that's a thing. Yeah.
I have not seen that before in any brewery. That this craft beer, this new craft into, beer bar we have,
he flew into either Sierra or Chandler? Which one do you think?
I think Chandler, bro. I think that's probably Chandler. Because Sierra's supposed to be just individual private planes.
Mm.
I feel like that's probably Chandler. But it could have been. Maybe somebody knows somebody in from out of the barrel that has a spot over there at Sierra. Sierra Sky Park, the first private airport, residential airport.
Yeah.
The houses all in the neighborhood have plane garages, and they have their own little landing strip there. So everybody, it's like a housing development centered around a landing strip, and everybody has their own little.
And in case you're wondering, the new Dutch Brothers has a 35-foot wide drive-through. So you can just take your plane right through.
Taxi right through.
Yeah, and just get a...
there's an AMPM right there now. So. Yeah.
Get some rolled tacos.
Yeah, you can fuel up, get some rolled tacos and a Dutch Brothers and just take right off in the plane.
Yeah, so if you're a Cessna pilot enthusiast, Harrison Ford can drop in and get himself a Dutch Bros. And
gotta get some take rolled out. Tacos.
Gotta get some. Kid. Calista. We gotta land here. I gotta get some rolled tacos.
Hey, say the line. Say the line.
Get off my plane. Now give me them damn tacos.
Do you have your stamp card with you?
I don't give a shit about a stamp card, kid.
He'd be one of those guys. I could just see it. Like, you run into him and you're like, oh my God, you're Harrison Ford. And he's like, no, I'm not. And you're just like, that's all I ever wanted to say. Is just no, deny I'm your not. Identity.
And be like, yes.
In a public setting.
Yes, you definitely are Harrison Ford. Get away from me, kid.
You look older than I thought.
Nick, what were you having caught drinking this week? The Nick 80 on Untapped.
It's not the years, it's the miles. the only unique beer for me. You're welcome, Ozzy. I just made him some money somehow.
All right, Sean, this guy is playing a song on the podcast. Okay, Ozzy, we'll charge him.
Is it sad that there's a meme of him going around? It's like phone rings. He's like, "What the hell's that?" And I just hear it in his voice. But it's a meme. It's like whenever somebody calls me versus texting, the hell's that?
Sean!
Damn it.
What's that noise?
That's terrible. Poor Ozzy.
Pools. That poor Sharon has just ran him into the ground.
Wow.
He's not done touring yet. Tell him you're not done touring yet.
We got to milk this one some more. Sean, I can't stand up anymore. Go back to work. You can get up there, Ozzy!
So my only unique beer this week was the Bike Dog Mosaic Pale.
Mm, mm, mm. Yeah, it's good beer.
Well, and then the pure beers that Matt brought.
Oh, hey.
But he already talked about those.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Old Rasputin, Narwhal, blah, blah, blah.
Narwhal. Narwhal. What do we, what this new beer we got on the
show? I don't know. It looks hazy. Ooh, that's a cool logo. From Wazoo? No, Colin and Janine. Pay It Forward, India Pale Ale with Citra and Strata from New Image Brew.
New Image Brew.
I bet there's a story here.
Thanks, Colin.
Project Helping, Do Good, Feel Good.
That's a nice beer.
Arvada, Colorado.
Arvada.
Arvada.
Indy, I see the Indy logo on there.
Pay It Forward.
Was that, Nick? Was that everything?
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Ba-ba.
We're hanging out with the family on Sunday, and my stepdad keeps the fridge stocked with some lovely stouts. So.
Good man. Good man. Yeah.
Old Rasputin's always on hand up there.
I had from the Central Coast Brewing, Monterey Streets Pale Ale.
What? Where are you
from? The Market. The Market.
The Market is killing it right now.
Yeah, doing good.
That's where I found my bike,
though. It didn't taste the way I remember it, though. Mm-hmm. Wasn't as good as I remember it.
Did you lay on the lawn in the exact same way?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I did. I also had a 4-pack of Orderville. Mm-hmm. I was going through that. Still think I have one. From that Modern Times brewing. Some of us have heard of it. I drank a little local. I had a Force Ghost, can of Force Ghost from House of Pendragon Brewing.
Ooh.
And Tommy actually had that at the market. First, I think the first time I bought a can of House of Pendragon.
Wow.
So that was cool.
You said bought?
Have a.
You said bought, right?
Did I?
Or do you say had?
Broughton.
Bought. Bought. As in I bought.
Purchased. I was like, we've had like no, but I wasn't sure if you said had or bought.
Yeah, I don't think I had purchased a can of.
Previously Pendragon purchased.
Before. Yeah. First for that. No, and Untappd didn't give me a batch for that. So, whatever.
Jerks.
They should have known. That was the first time I was purchasing a can from.
Buy beer out of a kit and then they don't care anymore.
They're like, whatever, man. We got all the money we want. We ain't going to do shit for you guys now. Who cares about your badges?
Don't need no stinking badges.
That's, yeah. It's kind of quiet. It's a good week. And we're working on a shortened week this week. So if Chew Beer's like, what the hell?
Hey, orale.
We short and sweet. Sorry,
to Chew. The point.
Sorry, Chew. Cheers, Golden Gods. Hey, Golden Gods.
Hey.
Cheers.
Hey, you.
Cheers to you. Thanks, man. Really appreciate it. Golden Gods are our patrons. Patreon. We use the Patreon, and they use it to give us the money, $5 or more a month, and we appreciate it. It keeps the show going without us having to pay out of our pocket as much, so it's really appreciated. $5 or more a month, you can become a Golden God, and you get a little bit of bonus show, and that the tailgate is basically extended version of the show, but more relaxed. It's flying a wall.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Zzz. And also whatever else we can come up with to hook the Golden Gods up with, like the Purim and the Discord group. So cheers to Golden Gods as always. Patreon.com/perfectbar. And there's also, there's always links in the show notes. If you look in your show notes there, there's usually links to all the key things. Cheers also to the underscore hopaholic, to Charglow.
Okay.
Thomas Hogue. And Di Giulia. Sorry, Dan. You mess up Dan's name.
Wow.
But thanks to everybody out there listening to the show, shares it on their social media, talks about it. It's the number one way we can grow as a show is hashtag grow the show. That's another podcast.
Wow.
Is followed for up you by talking Rob about Duncan. Us.
What?
So thank you.
What? What did he say?
I don't know. Matt. Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, and cheers.
Did you cheers out to Jim?
I did not. Happy birthday to Jim.
Happy birthday, Jim.
The Fontana Jim.
Yeah.
Not that we, I mean, we wish everybody happy birthday when they have a birthday, but right. Facebook sometimes lets us know.
We usually miss, but this one we saw somebody in the forums like that. I think the ants.
He's like, hey, this Mr. guy right here.
Ants. So big cheers to Jim. He's finally 23.
Aw.
Aw. Sometimes that guy's in Clovis, yeah.
Yeah, just randomly shows up in Clovis. Mm-hmm. Hey, look at me. I'm in Delaware.
Hey, look at me. Nick, you have some cheers?
Oh, just the Fontana Jim. Happy birthday. I think Ants had a birthday not too long ago, too, speaking of.
Those of them.
Yeah. All the birthdays.
Everybody has a birthday.
What? Merry unbirthday? To me.
Cheers to things.
Yes.
Cool things.
Uh-huh.
Everyone, cheers to everyone being cool.
Be cool. Wash your hands. Not just because of Corona, just wash your damn hands in general.
Just do it. And I hope you guys have a great week.
Yeah.
Hope you be safe.
Oh, yeah.
That's number one.
What else?
You can have some fun. Once you establish being safe.
Okay, now I'm having fun.
Now you can have some fun. But before all that, you got to stop.
Oh.
Take a deep breath.
Oh, homie.
Check your dates.
Poor Temecula Vern. He got bit.
Oh, what? What happened? He didn't check his dates. Bit. Yeah, he didn't check his dates.
Oh, man.
Vern didn't check his dates. Oof. Where was that? Was that at Bevmo or... No, he just grabbed it.
I can't remember what he said.
I've been there. I've just made a grab. I'm like, I'm sure it's fine.
Our BevMo still has the tall cans of Booming Rollers, the pretty blue ones. Ooh, they're like 6 months old.
Yeah, that's nothing.
That's not what I know.
Compared to a BevMo / Total Wine, you never know what's going to happen.
If you get stuck with an old IPA, let me know on Facebook. I can add you to the team old IPA group.
Great.
And, but you're gonna get stuck, though.
That's where you have to go.
Historically, and drink I have it. Been stuck with lots of old IPAs, so cool. I get to be...
I'll add you to that Facebook group, right, and then you can record a video of you drinking it.
Oh, I got to drink it. Oh, we've got that. We've
get
got
your bitter beer face on camera.
All right. Well, look for that Facebook group. Bye, guys. Bye.
Bye.